Hey, this is Pete Tsironis, CEO and founder of Dots and Bridges, and I'm here today talking to Jeff Mercurio, Strategic Partnership Coordinator at On Point Consulting. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great, Pete. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, buddy, and I am fired up to see you in a couple days at the 2024 Climate Change Summit, which will be sponsored by the American Council for Technology Industry Advisory Council, great nonprofit in the Washington, D.C. area, and hosted out at Carisoft headquarters in Reston, Virginia, which is super exciting. And I know you had a specific hand in forming the agenda, and I was hoping you can kind of at a high level talk to us a little bit about that right out of the box, and then we'll talk a little bit about your perspectives on climate. So what did you have to do with this program planning committee that you were on?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, in general, there are so many different departments that are going to participate in this, in these discussions for the event. And just to name a few, like lots of energy, NOAA, GSA, state, DHS, EPA, lots and lots of people. My particular panel was interesting because other than addressing topics that will also be covered, like funding, emerging tech, use cases, and climate change, the one that I helped put together is called Beyond the Government: Academic Perspectives in Climate Change. And I wanted to kind of take the opportunity to explore the academic perspectives of climate change and kind of distribute that knowledge across industry and government. So that's been really cool so far. I mean, it was a great time putting it together. I have a very hardcore science research academic background from working at NIH for 7 years before I worked at On Point. So this was fun to get back into kind of like a science-related topic, but totally relevant to the technology industry. So it's been really fun seeing how the worlds can kind of bridge when you actually start connecting these dots.
Yeah, 100%. And I appreciate that, especially you referencing your time at the NIH. And again, another one of those critical infrastructure sectors, much like whether it's the energy grid, our manufacturing sector, so much of what we do technologically or depend on. And I think in our world, right, Jeff, we hear a lot in the DC area about data centers and cloud computing and AI, and everything needs power. And if it's not working, that's not good. But at the same time, it's usually, in many cases, an impact due to climate, weather-related events, you know, outages and things like that. And, you know, it's not a political topic in this case on Wednesday, but I know that we're going to touch on and get a perspective from both government or from government industry and academia. And I really like the panel that you've pulled together. I mean, bringing in folks from George Mason, I think George Washington University, correct me if I'm wrong, and then Jill Thies, who's the Director of Resilience and Sustainability. Wow, you really rounded this out. Did you enjoy getting to know these folks and their passion when they speak about climate and sustainability and those types of topics?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you need those kinds of people to be in those kinds of positions or to be on these panels to talk about them because, you know, it's an easy topic to just ignore, right? Especially in the technology industry. We can just talk about cloud computing and zero trust and our new favorite artificial intelligence, right? But what is easy to forget is that there are physical manifestations of the technology company that do impact the earth and its health in general. But these particular... So my panel, which I didn't say very explicitly, is that they are not government and they're not industry. They're all academics and specifically in or from centers that are based around efforts in climate change. For instance, we have a speaker, Edward Maybach, who's at George Mason University, and he's the director of the Center for Climate Change Communication. It's also called 4C. And then we also have Katie O'Donnell, who works at the George Washington Climate and Health Institute. So it's just going to be a little bit different, I think, for this kind of audience. And it was funny because when I was getting to know them and recruit them and just talking to them in general about, you know, what they can talk about, they were asking me, what do you want us to say? And I said, I just want you to kind of educate about your perspectives and how they can possibly, right, align with national efforts. But it was interesting because some of them were like, I don't think I could help this kind of audience. And I said, no, this is a very unique opportunity we don't really get to hear at these kinds of events from academic representatives. So it's going to be different. We'll see how it goes, but I think it's going to be definitely an interesting perspective to consider.
Yeah, I'll tell you, looking at the agenda itself, I'm super excited to be a part of it, but I'm really excited about that particular panel. So kudos to you and your colleagues are pulling it together. And those who are listening, I mean, we're going to have national laboratories, Zachary Tudor from Idaho National Lab. We're going to have Elizabeth Doris, Dr. Doris, that is, from the National Renewable Energy Lab. We have folks from FEMA. We have folks from the National Science Foundation. And again, it also includes a lot of our industry partners. And that's what's so great about what ACT-IAC's doing to bring together a community. And you know, Jeff, just to kind of speak to that point when it comes to, you know, in your role, strategic partnerships, maybe talk a little bit about your role, if I may, just because I know this is a kind of, I don't want to say extracurricular, but you've personally gotten involved because you're interested in the topic, but you're also a part of forming an agenda that is critically important. And I think it speaks mission. So what's your take, and is the government and industry, whether it's through IAC, doing enough to kind of raise the awareness of topics like climate change, and in how much of your job is spent doing a lot of that partnering and fostering of trusted partnership?
I'm personally appreciative of just ACT-IAC having this event in general. It's really important. It doesn't have to be political. We can just accept the facts that some things are changing when it comes to climate, at least compared to what they used to be. But what it really comes down to is, A, yeah, I was interested, but B, I want to know a little bit more about how things can be impacted in a way that I didn't think about before. So technology, until at least planning the panel for this summit, I didn't really give it thought as to how massive data centers can actually guzzle up an incredible amount of energy, or specific algorithms for AI tools that need these specialized, really, really high capacity computers to get these high throughputs out for all the people using the tools. And it's just a way to kind of really bridge my previous scientific experience with my current strategic partnership experience, specifically connecting it to, okay, this is what OnPoint cares about, right? Because I am part of OnPoint. This is something I care about. So this is something OnPoint cares about. We're very mission driven, and so many missions across the federal government are impacted by climate change. And it's easy, being a technology consumer as well as a producer, to just forget about that. Like, to forget that there is a physical manifestation of these things that you do. It's not just a screen that just sits there independently. It does need to get energy and spend it, and that energy has to come from somewhere. So it just kind of, the way to bring it back to the strategic partnerships is, now when I kind of talk about this stuff with potential partners, I get a really good read on, you know, I'm not really necessarily looking for how much they know about anything, but I'm seeing how much they care about specific things. I've brought it up to a couple of new partners who didn't know about the event, are going to go, they want to know what it's about, because they're not really sure themselves. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to encourage everybody to just go and find out what we're going to talk about, because it's probably going to be a little different than some of the other events that we're used to.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Jeff. And being a DMV guy, the technology events, there's no shortage of those. And I think working with you specifically and all of our colleagues on this, we really, I think, for the audience's sake, we'll have merged together that, where does academia, government, industry come together to talk about whether it's technology influencing, you know, our aging infrastructure, and how do we take advantage of that technology, but not forgetting that if stuff doesn't power on and data doesn't move, whether it's in transit or in motion, and with all the memorandum and executive orders that are flying out, we'll save that for later discussion, but just advancing climate resilience through climate smart infrastructure was something that you and I and the team really wanted to drive us. And I appreciated working with you developing this panel and agenda, but also I'm really excited about what folks will leave with, and that's being a little more educated, informed, and enlightened. So go ahead.
Let me interject really quickly. There is one thing that I think not a lot of people have noticed, is that in that recent, we won't talk too much about it, but in that OMB memo, M-24-10, right, released on March 28th, climate change is addressed, you know, so it's a long document, but there are sections where climate change is mentioned.
How does technology inform a climate agenda? So it's kind of a quid pro quo. They both need each other. They both play off one another, but I can't wait, man. I'm fired up for Wednesday, and I'm looking forward to seeing you, and maybe we can chat afterward and and get some bits, bites, and insights out of what we both took away. But hey, man, look, any final thoughts?
No, not really. Just mostly if you're listening and you haven't registered and you have April 17th open this Wednesday, give it a shot, register. Maybe we'll see you there.
Well, that was Jeff Mercurio, folks, strategic partnership coordinator, On Point Consulting. He knows his stuff, and hopefully you'll make it out to Reston. Thanks again, Jeff.
Thank you, Pete.